What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report!
You wanna know what we say in the club, hey babe, babe. White folks and gangsters and the thugs, hey babe, babe. Stunting with a stack of them dubs, hey babe, babe. Riding in a lac with a mug, hey babe, babe.
Hell yeah!
I'm in the club hollering, hey babe, babe. 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 I'm in the club hollering, hey babe, babe. Hey babe, babe. Hey babe, babe. Hey babe, babe. Hey babe, babe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. To what? Another installment of the TPS Reports podcast. And we back, and we back.
White folks, gangsters, and the thugs, hey, babe, babe.
We had a little touch of the Abe fever over the weekend, dude. We had a 48-hour case of Abe fever.
48-hour case of the fever.
Yeah, I gotta say, sometimes, like...
Go ahead.
We're just trendsetters, dude.
I'm just gonna interrupt you 30 seconds in.
We got plenty of time.
There was a point, like, 50 movie posters in. Yeah, no one knows what we're talking about.
A couple people know. People know. A lot of people listen to our Instagram stories.
I was, like, in tears to myself on the couch, and yeah. I couldn't remember why... what started the Abe. I was like...
I started it.
I was like, but, like, why?
Yeah.
I started it, technically.
No. Technically,
I sent the GIF of Abe Simpson. No.
I mean, it wasn't. Let's all split the credit evenly because we're trendsetters. Am I great at setting trends of myself? Yeah, for sure. Choosing sides, Crystal Gale. I just start memorable things.
Oh yeah.
And Abe was like definitely a group a group effort. Where
group Abe,
I guess we should mention that we have a show.
You guys.
We have a show in Austin this weekend.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're going to be in Austin, and this is episode 316.
What?
Hell yeah!
Woo! Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
He finally remembered the significance of the episode's number.
Hell yeah! We're going to Austin Saturday on a flight to play Ben Buckfest with Fel 9, Homeboy Sandman, and that's the bottom line, because Abe said so.
Worth it.
I can't say to people how many times we've finished recording an episode and realized what the number was and how we could have...
4 weeks ago, it was episode 312, and that's the Chicago area code. And I'm like, we're from Chicago. We could have made that
right
for 1 second. But you know what? This week, I didn't forget. People, they don't forget.
Hell yeah.
People don't forget.
So the Abe bit. We were texting our friend from Austin.
Yes.
Skyler. And we're in the group text.
Skyler.
And I shared like a snippet of it. But right before that, he was saying, how long are you in town? We fly in that evening, that afternoon, and then we leave at 6 a.m. And we're like, we're in and out. And then Seth sent the gif of Grandpa Simpson where he walks in the door and hangs his hat.
It's the burlesque club. And
and then he does just a circle in
Bart
front of the door.
Working the door. He sees his grandson. He just goes right in and right out.
Grabs his hat and leaves. So then our friend said, rap game Abe Simpson. And then I started like the continuation of it. That was going to be it without me.
Yes.
I set it a trend right there. So I'm like, idea and abilities. And then we get into like, you know, Planet of the Abes. And it starts with a rapper thing. A-Boy Cardi.
Right.
Hurricane Chris. Abe. So we went from rap to then like movie references. And goddamn, dude, I only shared some of them.
Yeah.
There was probably 24 other ones just between us that I'm like, I can't keep... Like, every time we think it's over, a couple hours passes, we have supper, and then we're back in the text just, like, photoshopping Abe into things. I did, by the way.
Just burn ourselves out on ideas and then just give it an hour.
Yeah, jokes that are only, trends that are only set for us, by us. This is, we're the FUBU of trend setting, dude. These are only for us. But yeah, dude, they just went on with, like, Skyler sent the Wesley Snipes cover and it says Blabe. The ABCs of death. I just put an E and I'm like the Abes of death. Abe Mageddon. Debbie does Abe.
I think it started. You started it.
We just started going, like, even if it didn't fit the, like, 12 years a slave, let's go 12 years a Abe.
You started it with the Able guy.
Yeah, yeah. I started not only the rap thing with idea and abilities, but the movie switch over.
That's so the Able guy.
Yeah, I'm like, let's switch from music to movies.
Cradle to the Grave.
And by the way, we're back now on music, where this morning even Seth was sending like ABBA, but just the the second B cut off.
Yes.
At the like the hooters of it. The nipples of the second B are chopped, so it's
that's
just
all you gotta do. Peter Abriel.
Yeah, dude, we were
Abe
on fire.
Gump.
Casablanca.
I'm trying to remember which
Abe.
One. Abe Gump. I almost peed myself.
Well, like, that's in the text. We were all like adhering to the rhyme
that
pattern.
That was the first departure from the
yeah
to the formula.
Yeah, the shape of water. Like, that's it has to be already kind of sounds like it. Wordplay. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going.
Right.
I'm taking a left turn into Abe Gump.
The Brave Little Toaster. That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, that's a classic movie.
Haven't seen that since
highly
I was a kid.
Highly recommended. Brave Little Toaster.
We should have kids together. Me and you, I'll butt fuck you and it'll come out your peen. I don't know how it works, but we should have a kid because then we can just start watching kids movies again.
Right.
And it's not weird.
Then we can start enjoying these Nickelodeon shows. Did you see they put a fifth episode up?
Really? There's more of that?
It's a waste of everyone's time, including the people involved.
Wait, are you talking about the 10th episode of Curb or the 5th episode of Quiet on Set?
Both?
No, I had no idea.
It's not even an episode. They just are trying to milk the attention that the 4 episodes got.
Yeah.
So they bring back Drake Bell and then a couple other All That cast members for Soledad O'Brien to interview. Who
worst name
I only
I've heard
know
all
Soledad O'Brien in the context of Real Sports.
You
HBO
know whose
Real
name
Sports?
Was stuck in my head all weekend, and I just like was thinking it, and I could not put a face to it. Is a America Ferrera? That's a person, right?
Yeah, she was nominated for the Barbie movie for no reason.
Barbie movie, okay.
No
yeah,
reason.
It was the other chick in the Barbie movie.
No business.
I was like, why is this name in my head? And who is this
Ugly
person?
Betty? That was her
I thing. Never saw that, but okay,
that was her thing.
Yeah. Shout out my mom. She's probably listening right now. She loved Ugly Betty. Oh, sorry. I cut you off. I cut you off 5 minutes into the show.
I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, Soledad O'Brien
Abe.
Was interviewing
right.
these Nickelodeon
O'Brien.
Kids for no reason. It was gay. It was really gay. And then they would show like a little snippet from one of the interviews in Quiet on Set. There was just wound up on the cutting room floor. And they would in the corner, it would be like, never before seen footage. It's like, this is just a piece of the interview you didn't use.
Yeah.
It's like anything you didn't show us is never before
you
seen
know
footage.
Yeah, they shot it all at the same time and then they kept that one in the chamber.
It was
like,
all.
Let's see how these first few do and then
it,
bam.
It was all just pointless shit though. These fucking all that. Fucking crybabies. This is what I was complaining about with the original thing too. It's just like
term has no soul.
I didn't like. I was traumatized because at 13 years old, I didn't get renewed for another season. And then it's like countless kids that were on TV shows didn't get renewed for another season.
Yeah,
grow up. Go to another audition.
They got to grow up sometime, and it's going to be the morning you wake up.
The Drake Bell stuff.
Brian Peck is doing sexual abuse on you.
I don't doubt that Drake Bell got boinked and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, even in the original episodes, there's something so douchebag actory about him. He's not just like, he's not just sitting there talking about something that happened to him. He's acting. He's like, everything is scripted.
Well, his whole life, that's like, that's not even like his fault. He was,
it's
he grew
he
up
is.
In Nickelodeon
there is
Hollywood.
No genuine him.
Yeah, it's not even like he found a career in acting after he studied it in college and then went on to do films. It's like since he was, I don't know, probably a single-digit aged person, he was like doing auditions and stuff. That definitely fucks you up where like just, I don't know, it's all Freudian. There's things from childhood that kind of carry with you. Or just even, I don't know, there's stuff you grow out of and then there's stuff that you don't. And something so built into your personality like
boinked.
Faking it.
Like getting boinked.
Yeah.
Like getting ass fucked.
Being the victim of sexual assault is just part of his personality.
Yeah.
He can't live without it. But like that's still, it's too like ingrained in a young boy. That's like why I can't stop fingerboarding. I didn't start that at 25.
Brian Peck can't stop fingerboying either.
By the way, back to the Abe bit. Some fans got it, and we're like chiming in with their own. Some we already did. Like,
nice.
They sent their own.
Yeah, too late. I already married an Abe murderer.
Yeah. My personal favorite was from Skylar. It was just Smoking Abe's. Every time I see that one, it makes me laugh.
And he didn't even try to like erase or black out the C.
Over
C. He just put the B over it.
Someone sent a cover that they did their own little tweak and did Abe Pig in the Big City, which we did already. I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
That was the first one.
We just didn't share that
come
one.
Come on. What are we, retarded?
And then on the rapper tip, two honorable mentions from fans I saw in the DMs. Abe Tribe Called Quest. And Bone Thugs' Abe Harmony made me laugh. So, thank you for all participants this weekend in Abe Fever.
I was trying to find like popular movie titles with the A and or the and in the middle.
Yeah,
it was hard.
Like Dumb Abe Dumber.
Yeah, it's just not
it doesn't
that
seem
good.
Like it's you know. Look, I'm still spitballing.
It's got to be something like Warren.
Look, the
Pace.
Tank is empty.
Something serious.
I already gave you my best.
Yeah,
I already gave you Abe Gump. What do you want from me? Jesus.
Oh, man. Almost shit my pants.
Almost.
That one was good. Yeah, Curb sucked. That's the last one ever.
Ever.
That's it.
Well, they said that 5 years ago,
halfway,
too, but yeah.
Halfway through the episode, I realized, like, this sucks. This is what they're doing with the last one. Bruce Springsteen getting COVID.
That wasn't the last one.
Get your shingles shot. Was that not? Or was that the one before it?
No, you're one behind. You didn't see
no,
last
I watched
night.
Both of them.
Okay.
One after another. So,
gotcha. Yeah,
but the last one was an hour long.
Yes, the Bruce one didn't bug me as much as a lot of the other season. Had a couple of chucks.
I heard it, you and a couple other people say it had probably
you
the most.
You herded me.
Most chucks. don't trip me up here.
You herded me. Had most chucks.
I heard you and a couple other people. Is that not what I said?
I don't know. It was okay compared.
Say that like it was probably the best episode of the season, which means it had three laughs instead of two. And I don't care for fucking Larry David telling me, the viewer, to go get my shingles shot. Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of it.
I actually love sometimes where like I'm not enjoying these shows, but then when Term gets in front of me and points out a thing he doesn't like, I'm like, I didn't even think of that.
What?
So, yeah, if anybody actually cares,
and
which
then
there's no
years
way you
later,
could.
Like acting like COVID is still any sort of threat like it ever was. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, it's just super gay. Susie was funny though when him and Susie are arguing on the staircase and she has COVID and he's recovered or whatever by now. That Susie was finally Susie.
A return to form.
Yes. She made me laugh. I was like, this is what you're supposed to be this whole time.
So in the
still
finale
not good
of Curb, vamping enough for anyone to skip forward 3 minutes if you actually care.
Right.
Like Curb meant something to me at a certain point of like, this is what comedy programming should be. It's very funny.
It's quintessential.
Yeah. It was like the benchmark of what funny TV is, can be, and all that. So then with the finale, I'm like, I figured it out early enough.
People figured this out like the second episode. I saw articles about if this is what they were going to do.
Oh, I'm not reading about it. Believe me, watching it's enough for me.
They're gonna
I haven't read one follow-up
about an
episode.
They're going to do the same thing they did on Seinfeld.
I didn't see that coming, and then when they did, I'm like,
characters.
Are you fucking kidding me? And like the whole episode is like, I never learned my lesson. And so, yeah, Leon's watching. As soon as he said that at the beginning, by the way, like, I never saw Seinfeld. I'm binging this shit. I'm catching up. Mm-hmm. So, like, I do a good Leon, huh?
You do.
Leon. Pat that ass, Larry.
And Lil Yachty.
Just like her card.
So,
you do black dudes. Pretty good.
Pause. I got where they were going. I'm like, this is going to catch up at the end. Because now I'm noticing that they're redoing the Seinfeld finale, which is bringing in every character past and like giving you a best of. They're giving you a best of with these memories of, remember this? Remember when the show was funny?
Remember when the show was funny, exactly. It's like, how are you going to show me clips of better episodes during a bad episode?
Yeah.
Stark contrast.
So then I said early, I was watching with Melina, and I'm like, all right, so Leon's watching the show. They're redoing it, and then they're going to, like, at the end, have the lineup of Leon at the finale and this being that.
It was
and
like
Jerry
also,
comes in.
It was like a couple days. Leon would have to have watched the show day and night to get from the pilot to the finale.
Well, some people really, really can binge.
For sure.
I don't watch TV like that. There's some shows where it's like I have to click next.
I watch Seinfeld like that. There's a
that
lot
does
of episodes,
count, yeah.
though.
I'm talking about even like now, since binge watching became like in the lexicon, there's been exceptions, of course, but just for the most part, I like to change it up after I watch an episode of something.
Yeah.
If I'm done watching the episode of this, I'm going to watch the episode next of the other thing I'm watching.
I like
to stagger them.
An allotment. If it's like a show like Ozarks or something, I would watch like three episodes and now I'm kind of burnt.
Yeah.
Fourth one, I'm going to get sick of this. Anyway, that episode was not very good.
And then the whole thing at the end of like the kind of they end it a little differently and go like, this is how we should end it, Seinfeld. No, it isn't. That didn't make it better to me. That it like
nothing.
Everything got expunged,
better.
And all of a sudden, this whole thing, this whole season was for nothing. Because see, it doesn't matter anymore. It's all washed clean. It's like that's how we should have did it. No.
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 No. I'm sorry. That's
it's
not
also
right.
Just laughable. While like the whole premise.
I wish it was just laugh.
I really wish there was more laughability. But the whole premise of the thing is funnier than the show itself. That's like over the top protest movement over a guy handing someone a bottle of water. Like this law is the most draconian law in the world, and the Republicans are all Hitler.
Is that a real law?
While the current sitting president is doing everything he can, you know, to prosecute his political rivals.
Term sitting here, by the way, in an American flag Olympics
Let's
jacket.
Let's go, dog. Remove his rivals from ballots and shit. I don't know. It's laughable. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Not it a is good a show.
It's the
but just,
election integrity law or something in Georgia.
That's in Georgia, that's really a
I
thing.
I also don't think that any person who goes and hands someone a bottle of water is committing a crime. You have to be with one of the campaigns, I thought.
Like working for another politician.
Yeah, because then it's like you're gifting people, you're giving them incentives to vote for your side. That's the point of it.
Still stupid
Not
as hell.
Not people should be thirsty.
Yeah. Either in the skewering on curb or just what it was made for, stupid.
They were,
stupid law.
But they're also like making fun of the protest.
Yeah.
At least the whole Ted Danson element. He's just making fun of jerk-off celebrities who only protest in public. But that's kind of always been... a Ted Danson element on the show, you know, back from the Anonymous episode.
Yeah.
Ted's Anonymous.
Abe Anonymous.
Abe Anonymous. Yeah, dude, this jacket rules.
Yeah, we got good and drunk on Friday night. Since you've been gone, thank you. I saw the Kelly Clarkson coming around the bend. Yeah, Term's been in Florida the last 2 weeks or so. All of those hoodie promos you saw the last week were shot in advance.
Right.
Movie magic. But yeah, I had two beers on Easter, but other than that, I haven't drank in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I was drinking.
And dude, Friday night, we just caught up for that entire lost time. It was our other buddy's like surprise belated birthday hang that we knew about for a while, and it was
talk about a surprise. I was the most surprised. Me and Dylan were the most surprised people of the night.
What do you mean?
I had no idea what we were walking into. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a fucking just kind of a dive bar where everybody hops out and yells surprise when he walks through the door. So it was like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. I have a fancy bar.
And everyone was just sitting at a table in the back in the dark.
Yeah, I was just like, we were going to be throwing darts.
Me and Dylan, as we walked out, we're both just like, I seriously regret this.
Oh, shut up. It was a fun night.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. And we hadn't seen each other in a while, so we had a bro hang, and good God almighty, first hangover in a while, including the tour. Like, I think I said on the last couple where when I would drink on the road and stuff, I never got like a hangover headache or anything like that. It was never that extreme, but
yeah,
we tied one on. We tied a couple on Friday.
A couple two tree on.
I did so that's where I saw this stupid jacket for the first time. Where'd this thing come from?
My favorite thrift shop in Jacksonville.
Nice.
Southern Crossings. I buy something there every time. It's where I bought those stupid fur bucket hats
Dude,
in the past.
You are a Christian conservative. Southern Cross America. Look at you. Look at you.
I feel like Channing Tatum in Foxcatcher.
Channing Tatum.
Fuck, I'm going to suck Steve Carell's dick.
I guess we should mention...
I also have like the dad Nikes and the white sweatpants. So I feel like an all-American wrestler or something when I'm walking around.
Did you watch WrestleMania, dude? See Lil Wayne come out at WrestleMania?
I did not.
I want to mention before we get to the end, not only are we in Austin this weekend, but I mean, not only are we in Austin this weekend... We have a tour starting.
Wait,
like,
did you see WrestleMania this weekend?
So we have a tour starting with Escape from the Zoo, also in Texas. We're flying in this Saturday for Ben Buck Day, flying home, rap game Abe Simpson in and out. And then we're back the following weekend to start a run of shows with Escape from the Zoo. Tickets for most of these are on sale on our website. Go to palmersquares.com. But we're going to be there starting on April 21st, Corpus Christi, Texas. Then April 23rd, Houston, Texas. Austin again. Two Austin shows this month. That never happens. And then we're going to be in Dallas on the 25th, Oklahoma City on the 26th. I think we booked a hell gig looking show at a coffee shop in Amarillo on the 27th. That should be fun.
Yeah,
Come on out and have coffee.
So Albuquerque never panned out, did it?
Colorado Springs on April 28th. And
April.
Then Denver.
April 28th.
Denver, Colorado on April 30th at most. Starting in May, Durango, Colorado on the 1st, Flagstaff, Arizona on May 2nd, Phoenix, Arizona May 3rd, Alta Lima, California May 4th, Santa Ana, California May 5th.
I think it's Alta Loma. I think it's a typo.
One of them's wrong. But
Alta Loma.
If you know enough to know that which one's right, you'll be there. May 7th, we're in Pomona.
Alta Loma is also like 20 minutes from Pomona, I do believe.
Yeah, this little SoCal run, they're all like within an hour. So we're playing a few run and gun spots early May in Southern California.
Yeah, boy.
Then Northern Cali, May 8th, San Francisco, May 9th, Sacramento, May 10th, Medford, Oregon, May 11th, Bend, Oregon, and May 14th, Portland, Oregon, May 15th, Tacoma, Washington, May 16th, Seattle, Washington, May 17th, Vancouver, May 18th, Bellingham, Washington, May 19th, Bremerton, Washington. A lot of Washington. And
one too many Washington shows, perhaps.
May 21st, Boise, Idaho. The 22nd, Salt Lake City, Utah. First time there in 8 years.
People don't forget.
And then on the 24th of May, it's our last show on the run in Reno, Nevada.
Hell yeah!
So get your tickets now for that.
Reno, honey.
And as I mentioned on the last podcast, these aren't rap shows. We are the rap act of what are going to be mostly fucking
make it a rap show,
punk rock. So come on out to the genre blending crossover extravaganza.
Yeah, it's hobo punk though. Can't stress enough.
Steampunk.
Hobo punky it is. Steampunk, I think you got the wrong idea.
Hobo, steamy hobos are going to be filling these venues across the country.
Isn't steampunk like...
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what you'd call them. I've been like, using terms
steampunk
like...
Steampunk is like Mad Max aesthetic.
I've been using the word aesthetic a lot. I've been saying it's like an indie rock aesthetic.
Like those fucking tin circular goggle glasses things. That's like steampunk. Like industry techno...
I've been saying industry techno, hobo.
The punk in steampunk is very misleading. I don't think steampunk is like at all punk music.
Do they only do it on like big tanker ships?
What the fuck are those called?
like a steam whistle on the Titanic?
No, like in factories, like in the last scene of Terminator 2.
Oh, you mean like in the Flintstones where they punch the clock and then it's like, they got the fucking... steam whistle.
Speaking of Terminator 2, I got a headache in Florida and had to go back to the hospital.
Dude, Terminator 2 Judgment, Dabe? Okay, migraine update. We need a migraine update.
Abe 2 Judgment Day.
We need to fucking get a stinger for
migraine.
Oh, yeah,
we need a migraine stinger for this show, dude.
So what's going on?
All right.
Didn't you say you were going to the doctor when you got home?
I did see a neurologist.
Okay, take me in order. Take me to the hospital and then take me to the neurologist. And then take me to Chad.
Take me to church. Church.
Take me to church.
I told you I had an ex-girlfriend who didn't like music and she was dating me.
I'm sorry, that's not right.
She had zero passion for music. She was just like, I can live or without music.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
This is her when she hears music.
That's enough. I don't want to hear
it.
You're
catch me say it. I said I can.
No, you fucked up big time.
You blew it.
I heard it.
Man, you corny.
I heard everything you said.
Anyway, that song came out. It like was
Take
the first song that like spoke to her, and she loved it. And I was like,
was
what
she religious in any way?
No,
dork, fibbing dork,
unbelievable,
fronting dork.
Listen to one song ever that was made before this. It's better. Anyway, last
Take me to
week
the hospital.
I woke up. I chose sides. I started brewing a French press of coffee. I have to shit. I have a shit percolating.
So far, everything is
in
normal.
My ass. The coffee.
My
you know,
ass
usually,
is where the shit comes from. The shit tends to like, sound a little something like.
Usually, a French press, you're supposed to pour the hot water in and then wait 5 minutes and then teep it.
Right. And then usually the ass is supposed to pour the hot water out.
And then drink your drink.
The way these glasses sit on your face looks like you have like big cartoon eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Like it's mooshing them, and I can't tell where the mushy forehead under the glasses begins and your actual eyebrow ends. You tell me
take a
story.
Picture. Anyway,
take you to church.
It takes like 5 minutes for the coffee to steep. So I'm waiting. I have this thing where I like to shit. It
looks like you. Yeah. You look like who's that guy, that actor with Peter Gallagher? Is that his name?
Peter Gallagher. Hell yeah, dude.
You look like Peter Gallagher, dude.
The guy who boinked Annette Bening in American Beauty.
Go on.
So I have to poop, and I'm not pooping because I'm waiting for my coffee to finish because I have OCD and I like to sip my coffee at least one tiny sip before I shit.
Yeah. Unless you shit first, of course, in your pants. And then the coffee comes second.
I'm clenching my butt cheeks together in the kitchen with my elbows on the counter, waiting for the coffee, and it hits me. Just like
migraine?
At the gas pump.
Please tell me you shit your pants.
No, but so my assumption is like holding in my shit is what triggered it.
Dude,
you know?
You're wrong about all your assumptions. I'm pretty sure it's not.
That's what I figured.
We'll get to chapter two of the neurologist next, but I don't think it's holding your shit in.
It's one of those really bad ones where it's like 0 to 60 in 1 second.
Yeah.
Should I say 0 to 100 in milliseconds?
We get it. Fast.
So the day before we went to the beach and I put some Excedrin in Berta's backpack that we brought to the beach. And
party animals.
So I'm like, I just want to have it with me everywhere.
Yeah, I get it.
And I think she left the bag in the car. So it hits me, and now I'm just like running around the apartment. She's in her room doing yoga, and I burst the door open, and I'm just like, "Where's the bag? Where's the bag?" And she gets it, pops some Excedrin. It's not helping. Puts a warm, wet rag on my head. It's not helping. We dim all the lights in the room.
She smacks me around like Chinatown. It's not helping.
Nothing is helping. And it's like it kind of went from like a 10 to an 8 or a 7. It like mellowed down a little bit. She keeps saying, "I should just take you somewhere." And I'm like, I think it's going to ease off. I try to like hold off for like 20 minutes. And then finally, I'm just like, all right, let's go to the hospital. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I know from experience, dude.
And this
situation of like, yeah, it's like we can see the struggle.
The struggle.
So the other person who's not you is like, let's and leave still, here and go there.
Yeah, still up to this point, I'm like, I'm not a guy who's...
You can stop it. You're not a guy.
I'm not a guy who's seen people for this, so I don't have... You know, the people out there have remedies.
Yeah.
All I have is Excedrin, and it's not working. So we decided to go. Right before we go, this was last Friday, before the hoodies go on sale,
mm-hmm.
and I still hadn't updated the banner.
I checked and I saw that.
So I'm like...
And at first I was like, God damn it.
Before we leave for the hospital, I'm like, wait, I got to change the banner. And I'm doing it like...
It's really not that important. Was there even a clickable link
to
the fucking website?
The sale didn't start till 4 p.m. in Florida, and this is 11 in the morning. Like, but my head is so frantic that I'm just like, I got to do it. Matt's going to get mad. I was home before 4 o'clock.
Was there even a clickable link to...
No.
So then who cares about the banner?
I didn't get it yet. I was just frantic. So we go.
That's why we only sold as many as we did.
And then it gets worse on the way to the hospital. And we go to the ER. And I'm like pacing around fucking dying. They like take me to a back to do blood work. Oh, also, totally forgot this detail. So before we left to go to the hospital... My shit starts coming out in like diarrhea form. I swear to God, if I had just shat without sipping my coffee, a big fat log was going to come out. I could feel it. I was like, I got a good shit perking.
It's going to be a good one.
And for some reason, once the migraine started, it just came out in like diarrhea spurts every like 25 minutes. I run to the bathroom and I'm like, I have razor blades in my stomach. My head is exploding. And now I feel like I'm shitting. And now I feel like I got to puke too. So I throw up in her sink, like stand up from the toilet with pants around ankles, puke in the sink, head throbbing. I do that twice before we leave for the hospital. Yeah! Then we go to the hospital, and just like at the urgent care, they have to like check out my ID
and my
card. They have to fill out a little clipboard of
stuff.
Probably
took like 8 minutes, and to me that was way too long.
While I'm pacing around the room, grabbing my head, like on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
During that time, I have to go into their lobby bathroom twice where I'm like, I'm shitting, I'm diarrheaing. This is when I posted the Kenny's dad from South Park.
Saw that.
When he's got a nosebleed, which makes him puke, which makes him shit, which makes his nose bleed, which makes him puke, which makes him shit.
Et cetera.
I'm Kenny's dad, except the nosebleed is my headache. And in the hospital bathroom, I'm straight up like, they have a big garbage can in the bathroom and I just dragged it in the stall. And I'm just sitting on a toilet, diarrheaing and heaving into a garbage can. Hell yeah. And my head feels like it's going to explode. I swear to God, that was like maybe the worst moment in my life.
Have you had one since?
One of the worst moments in my life. Not that like full blown where I had to go somewhere. Anyway, they gave me, this time they put an IV in me. They gave me like a hydration bag. They gave me Toradol. They gave me...
That's what happened to his ass when that guy stood behind them?
That's what happened to my ass when I kept shitting and puking during my headache. They gave me Benadryl. They gave me magnesium. They took my blood and did blood work. They gave me a CT scan. None of this did anything. My head is still throbbing. This is like 2 hours later. I've been at the hospital for 2 hours. Puking, shitting periodically. And they gave me my own room. This is what reminded me. So I turned on the TV in the room to distract me, and Terminator 2 was on. It was the ending.
Hell yeah.
In the factory shit. My head is still going crazy. I'm like screaming fuck into a pillow. I'm just yelling at my headache. Fuck it, stop!
Where was your into girlfriend a pillow? In proximity
she's
to
like
this?
Rubbing my back. She okay. doesn't know what to do. Then the doctor comes in, and he's like, I tell him it's still hurting. It's still throbbing. It's still at like a 9. You made it go down like 1 degree.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I can give you some more. Jesus Christ. He goes,
here comes the next migraine.
Here, edit this. So he goes, well, I can give you some more Toradol, or I can give you some morphine. Which do you prefer? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. You're the doctor.
Yeah, which do you prefer? I'm like, morphine sounds tight.
Yeah, but does that stop a headache? Give me whatever's going to stop my headache. And then he gives me morphine. Which, between the two, Toradol is the one that's going to stop a headache. Morphine is strictly a painkiller.
I was going to say, did you just get all chill?
So he gave me, I don't know how much morphine. The lady shot it into my IV, and then I sank into the bed. My heart felt like it slowed, like, 90%. I thought I was going to die. It felt like I was going to die.
Like, good?
Felt like
good
I was
way?
Dying. No, in, like, a... What oh. did you, oh. Like I sank into oh, my pillow and I was dying. Like, what did you just do to me? And then she looks at me and she's like, what's happening? Are you okay? Is something wrong? And I'm like, what do you mean? Am I okay? You
These
just gave it to
are,
me.
You're a guinea pig.
You just gave me the thing.
I'm just like, what do you want?
And I told a her, like, B? I told her, I don't know. My heart just feels really slow all of a sudden. I don't feel good. And then after like a minute, it kind of just restabilized. And that was it. I didn't feel high. I didn't feel euphoric.
I just almost died and survived.
And my head was still exploding.
We actually have a caller. This is Term's head calling in.
So then they were just like, we're ejecting you. What is the word? It's not ejecting.
Not ejecting.
We're dismissing you? It's not dismissing.
Dispatch. They dispatched him.
We're so close, both of us. This is like Survived By all over again.
Released?
Yeah, they released me on my own reconnaissance. Recognizance? Yeah.
One or the other.
And my head was still pounding. They didn't do anything. So I just had to go home. I seriously had a headache from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. But ouch. from like 4 to 11 p.m.
Discharged?
It was discharged. There
Got
we go.
It. Okay, go ahead.
From like 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., it wasn't like excruciating. It was just this like presence in my head of like fucking annoying. Go away. And then they gave me a prescription to Tramadol.
I don't have any good puns for that right
Tramadol
off top.
Tramadol to hell. which is an opiate. It's just a painkiller. So it's like doesn't do anything. It doesn't make the headache go away. So I took it like the first 2 days and then just stopped.
Okay, so chapter one resolves with no resolution really, no help. At the hospital, but then you said you got home and saw a neurologist.
I saw a neurologist Saturday morning, and he just talked to me. We just talked. That's really all it was. He ordered an MRI.
They're gonna say a pizza.
So I have to go set up an MRI this week, and then he gave me a prescription for sumatriptan, which is the stuff Spencer told me about.
Right.
That's like the break glass in case of emergency pill.
Yeah.
So I'll have one of those on stage every night on this tour somewhere. And then some other thing, some preventative that I have to start taking before I go to bed.
Well, yeah, that sucks shit. Like, not knowing the root is a problem.
And I asked him about the tailbone.
The thing about problems is finding the solution is pretty important.
Yeah. He doesn't think it's related to the tailbone.
I don't either.
He's a head guy, not a tailbone guy. So he's like, I don't want you to a tailbone guy. I want you to stay with me.
Yeah. I never really thought it was that. Like, that being the only thing.
I think it could be pretty related.
I think it could be, but I do think, again, I don't know. I don't know more than the tail doctor or the head doctor. It's a coin toss
for
me. I don't know.
Jostled my neck when I fell or something. I don't know.
But I think it is not just one thing, and that's kind of what sucks about it is I don't think they're – maybe they do, but I don't think you get an MRI, and then they go like, oh, see, we thought it was the tailbone, but it's actually like hydration or caffeine. I don't think it's just one thing. I do think it's like a scope of things that you might have to – I don't know, just like
– a tumor.
Day at a time, you know.
It's not the tumor.
Sorry, I started thinking Abe Noldschwartz, a neighbor. I was trying. It's so distracting.
Kindergarten Abe.
As soon as you hear a proper noun or something, I'm just like, wait a minute, Abe?
Abe and a half.
I just started thinking of the junior with him and Danny DeVito, and I was like, nope. Junior, no Abe set up there. No soft Abe.
Twins, no.
No.
No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
But yeah, and then the other thing was I was getting them when I was boinking.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You get headaches when your penis is hard.
Not every time, but there was...
Hello, exactly!
A number of occasions where I had to stop. I was where I was toughing it out, and I was like, I think she's close. And I just, like, at some point was like, all right, I can't just focus on anything. Also, like, I'm trying to do it without squinting and grabbing my forehead, because then she's going to be like, oh, what's wrong? And she's going to want to stop. Or I'm just like, no, I just want to be a man and provide an orgasm for my girl.
It's the most traumatizing sex ever.
Just terrible. fuck!
Oh, I do feel bad for you. It's fun to laugh.
Booyah! Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
There were several occasions where it didn't, but there was several where it did.
You can't go a week, it sounds like, without getting some level of a headache, like a bad one.
Yeah, it looks like we can't boink on the road, you and I.
Dang it. But, like, the tours are going to be, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. I, for one, I'm not drinking night one. I'm going to start day at a time.
Okay.
And if I start... I think if I start night one drinking, I will drink every night.
Right.
So I think my main goal is to get past night one without drinking at all. And then I'll be like, oh, I could do this whenever I want any night. I don't want to realize that 3 weeks in. Like, I think right now is when I should not be drinking.
Well, I think there's going to be a few gigs.
It's just so easy to have a shot of whiskey with fans.
Yeah. There's going to be a few gigs where it's not up to you because we're playing a coffee shop.
No, dude, it is up to me.
Afternoon.
Dude, I got self-control. But yeah, I don't know. First show ever we've played in Corpus Christi, though. Cause for celebration, if you ask me.
Yeah. Cause for some welders.
I'm going crazy. Yeah, I'm going to try and take it easy on that tour. I'm just not going to be drinking every fucking night. It literally physically can't happen.
Right.
I can't do that anymore. Like, I'm 25.
I've gone several days without the drink. Had headaches. Had drinks for several days, had headaches. I haven't found any sort of, like, that's made any difference.
Yeah, if anything, it probably helps, but it's still just, like, not going to help you in other areas as far as exhaustion.
Honestly,
and burnout.
Like Friday night, I feel like it helps. I felt like I was in a state where it's like, I can't get a headache. And then Saturday
morning...
I put
my internal helmet of alcohol on.
Saturday morning, I had a real headache. And that was, like, the first... I was just hungover. But that's the first time I've had a headache since these migraines started, and it took 10 minutes for me to be like, I think you just drank a lot.
I had a headache too Saturday morning.
This isn't something to worry about. One.
Well, we did mention real quick that we did sell some hoodies. Thank you to everybody who grabbed a hoodie, sold a whole bunch, and we will try to do another release in the fall. We just figured it was I don't know, it kind of made sense to just knock it out, and they would stagger off. The sales would taper off after a week anyways. So we'll just try, and maybe we can do a different style, or we're thinking a little more about the next one. But people asked for years for those napalm ones. Every time I wore mine, people would say, you know, or like, dude, I was wearing it on the Trop shows, just at the merch table, and people would say, like, can I get one of those?
Do you have those?
No, just get anything
else.
For
years, I've been saying, why didn't they make me one of those?
So yeah, thank you to everybody that grabbed one of those. GoodNote sent us our split of the money today, and I'm glad to have the money. And I'm glad we have now, it's not just me and you.
Yeah.
There's going to be, you know, well over 100 people that all are in the Napalm Hoodie Club for now.
And now we're rich.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
In fact, this is the. Let's just stop doing this. Now we're rich. Now
we're flying private to Austin this weekend. I love how it takes a second.
I do too.
Hell yeah.
Well, obituaries. We can see what it do.
Oh, bitch.
So yeah, we already established Term is still drinking. I don't have any alcohol here.
What do I have? There's something behind
you. Wait, he's pulling
couch.
Something out from behind the pillow.
Gobble, gobble, baby!
Hell yeah! Wild turkey.
It's not cock, but it's turkey.
Hell yeah.
Fucking
okay, I don't actually... I guess I could play this music, too.
Somebody died, now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Babe. Yeah, I saw a couple, but I don't know who these people are.
Oh my god, wait.
You got it. Go ahead. Take your time. Go ahead. Tuesday's gone.
Nice. Abert Skinner.
Leonard Skin Abe. So burnt out.
It is with heavy hearts that we say goodbye to Joe Flaherty.
Flaherty?
The you suck jackass guy from Happy Gilmore.
Me. You suck!
Who also played the priest in Detroit Rock City, who they
oh
give
my
mushrooms
God, he did.
To. He's in a bunch of shit. Yeah. I was in a lot of things.
I can picture his face so much faster than America Ferrera.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I know this guy.
America Ferrera wishes she was... What's his name?
What's the other guy's name?
Joe Flaherty.
Soledad. The fuck?
Soledad
on?
O'Brien. You don't know her?
No.
She's one of the hosts of HBO Real Sports.
No.
I've only ever seen her on that, so she's interviewing Drake Bell.
You know, I like sports so much, but I don't watch that show.
HBO
like
Real Sports is a fantastic show. It really is great.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I just, like, I don't know. You'd think that'd be in my rotation.
I've cried from HBO Real Sports.
Well, you're always crying these days, holding the diarrhea in, pacing around the hospital.
Who the hell was he in Back to the Future 2?
Back to the Future 2.
Wait, he was the dad in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. I only watched that once, you know, and so really enjoyed it.
I really did.
Ran through those couple seasons and never revisited it.
Yeah. All right, well, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead now.
I just watched Happy Gilmore with Berta. She'd never seen it before.
Oh, my God.
That's what I love about Berta.
No!
I love my girlfriend.
Wait, wrong one.
No.
There it is.
I'm Chance. Got to
hit
the
Happy Gilmore.
No.
She always, like, when I show her something like that, I always know her favorite part is going to be something that, like, it's none of my friends' favorite parts. She's not a big Adam Sandler fan.
Right.
She is.
So then it wasn't the part where he's like, I want to kiss you all over.
She liked that part.
Okay.
Well, then you don't want breakfast?
Then we do like the same part.
The whole opening is fantastic. That movie's great. But now her favorite part is Ben Stiller. And all the points
oh
where he...
Oh my god, though. It's great.
So when he sticks his head out the window to the grandma and he does the gun to the head and then the neck slit thing. So funny, dude. Ben Stiller also in those scenes where Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller together, it's just like, Ben Stiller is such a fucking great comedy actor. He's acting laps around everybody.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's just being Adam Sandler. He's just, and he doesn't need to be anything more.
I just watched this thing. It was like, it fed it to me in the YouTube algorithm. There's a series, but I've only ever watched this one of Danny McBride commenting on his iconic characters, and all sorts of actors do this, and they like go through and just tell little anecdotes about shooting it and where they were in their careers. And he was talking, Danny McBride being on the set of Tropic Thunder was very shortly after Foot Fist Way, and he was just like, I'm brand new. I'm like with all these A-listers. Right. Matthew McConaughey's there, and he was saying how like... And watching Ben Stiller directing the opening scene, he's like, and he was shooting, he's in the opening scene, and he doesn't have arms. So when we call cut, he's directing with no arms. Just and he flapping. Starts like shaking his elbows around. I was just like, I never thought of that. Like, between takes, he's hollering at 500 people.
Right.
Someone probably has to hold the megaphone walkie to his face because he has no hands, you know?
We were talking about, just recently, we watched the outtakes of him and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And he's... They're doing. Yeah. They're like laughing during outtakes, and he has to be the one who like
he's directing.
He shakes
during
his face
bloopers,
straight.
Yeah.
He's just like, all right,
yeah,
take it again. He's like, he's.
I'm a rooster.
He's like laughing, doing hilarious scenes, and directing it. Ben Stiller rules.
Talented gentleman.
Anyway, Joe Flaherty.
He's
died.
Alive. Yeah, Joe Flaherty is no longer with us.
He was in who's Harry Crumb. He was in Who's Harry Crumb.
Who's Abe?
Oh, dude. He was in National Security. Remember that movie with Martin Lawrence and Steve Zahn?
I do. I actually know that. Like,
I used to love that movie.
I know it. Yeah, better than Freaks and Geeks.
National Security ruled.
Who else? We got a.
He was in Slackers.
Yeah,
with Devon Sawa.
I know Freaks and Geeks better than Slackers.
All right.
If you're paying attention at home, there's a hierarchy of stuff I know.
Right. All right. Wait.
All right, I'm sick of waiting. Just do it. Next thing, go. Term next thing, go.
I'm trying to think.
that's a struggle for you lately.
Damn.
Just bang up podcasting. Just a bang up job.
All right, so Lou Gossett Jr. died. Who won? He's the first black man to win the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for the film An Officer and a Gentleman.
Is that the one with Richard
I got
Gere?
No place else to go.
I've never seen it, and it's in my list.
It's
and
a really good movie.
You've recommended it to me, like,
yeah,
sincerely in the past, and
it's one of those movies where
still working towards.
Like
it.
My whole life, I just thought it was some gay chick flick from the 80s.
Me too.
Yeah, maybe it is a gay chick flick from the 80s. Yeah. But it's really well done. It's really well acted. Deborah Winger was a cutie. I like Deborah Winger.
His favorite band is Winger, and all she eats is Zingers.
His favorite actress is Deborah Winger. His favorite supporting actor is Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr. needs to rehearse. Needs to reverse what he's saying.
First black man to win the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Hell yeah.
It said also to win the Emmy for Roots. I don't know if that meant he was the first black dude to win an Emmy or if he just also won an Emmy.
Yeah.
So, y'all figure that out. Something like that. Anyway, he's dead. All right, moving along. Root doo doo. Roodle dee dee to root doo doo. John Sinclair, the manager of the MC5, who John Lennon wrote a song about when he was arrested for the possession of two joints and sentenced to 2 to 10 years in jail, has passed away. That's all I got with him.
I don't know anything.
That's
about
all I know.
Movie.
I saw John Sinclair die, and I was like, oh yeah, isn't that a John Lennon song from that Once Upon a Time in New York City album? It is.
Yeah, I have a couple up as well. Not familiar with this gentleman. His name was Chance Perdomo. He was on Gen V and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and he was 27. What do we got here? Result of a motorcycle accident.
Yikes.
Perdomo's publicist confirmed the British-American actor's death
beefed
Saturday
it.
In a statement to Variety. Perdomo was known for his roles as Ambrose Spellman in Netflix's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Oh, Melina watched that shit.
Ambrose Spellman.
That's that show with the fucking daughter from Mad Men on Netflix. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he's in that.
Sally Draper.
Yes.
We're in her movie.
Oh, yeah. I wonder when that's coming out.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have a song in a movie starring her, allegedly.
It's to the letter. It's a really old song.
At least someone gave us money to use it, and I haven't seen the movie yet.
HBO paid us to use that song in a movie starring her.
Let's go. So RIP Chance Perdomo. We also have...
This guy I figured you would know because you watched Yellowstone?
I don't, because this is a different show than Yellowstone.
It's a pre-Yellowstone
show. I never
watched show.
It. Yeah. 1923 actor Cole Brings Plenty
Watch
found
for
dead.
The free.
That's his name?
His name is Plenty Cole found dead. Brings Plenty.
Cole Brings Plenty found dead after being named. He should be found dead after being named that. That's, you just stop it there. After named a suspect in a domestic violence case, his body was discovered in Kansas days after named a suspect. And okay, I read that. Discovered in the rural area. Okay, wherever in Kansas. Deputies checked the area and discovered a deceased male in a wooded area away from the vehicle, the sheriff's office wrote in a release, noting that the car was discovered at the area of blah, blah, blah. The deceased male is...
Give me more details.
They're just... Okay, so he's dead.
That's a shame.
And lastly, but not leastly, groundbreaking former senator, vice presidential nominee, Joe Lieberman, dies at 82. Did we cover him 2 weeks ago?
No.
I think this was like almost 2 weeks ago, but...
I had as my very last.
That guy?
Yeah.
Well, we got it in there. Take a couple
Dishonorable
weeks off and they
mention.
Start dropping like
Honorable mention, Albert Tootie Heath, who played drums on many amazing jazz albums, including but not limited to the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery, John Coltrane's debut album Coltrane, and the once highly recommended album by Herbie Hancock, Fat Albert Rotunda.
Abert. Rotunda.
Fat Abe.
Able.
R.I.P. Albert Tootie Heath. We hardly knew ye.
Cheers.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty.
Hey, quick. Warren, 6 shots of wild turkey.
Oh, let's squeeze in one fan.
We
voicemail.
Each have to do 6 shots.
Before we switch over.
I'm sitting here, woman. You know, about to rip the other half of my ear off listening to your podcast right now.
Hold on, you got half an ear to begin with? She's going to rip the other half of her ear off listening to our podcast.
Yeah, do I got to reference another Tarantino movie?
Or was our podcast so unlistenable, you already ripped half of one ear off, and then you continued listening, and now you're at the point, your breaking
assumption.
Point for the other half. Okay.
I'll listen to your podcast right now.
Podcast. Philly.
Because,
got a Philly chick calling the show?
One of those things I like to add to my schedule.
I like to watch
your
podcast and then Abbott Elementary.
Eat
a bagel.
Drink
some water.
Hearing anything you're saying, miss. I'm sorry. 1 second.
Yeah, go drink some water.
You know, just one of those things I like to add to my schedule for the week or whatever. And you guys need to stop talking about shitting blood. You're fucking gross. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Earlier when I was diarrheaing and puking and stuff, there was blood in my shit. For sure.
Did you say start talking more about shitting blood?
I've been taking a lot of Excedrin lately. There was a lot of blood in my shit.
Yeah. What do you want me to cap? You want me to fucking not talk about my true experience in life? When I shit blood, I'm not shitting blood. I have hemorrhoids. I have a polyp or something. There's something going on the wipe phase.
No, I eat blood and then shit it out. I freeze it and then eat it.
Serve. In terms, definitely get your head fixed because we can't have you falling apart, okay?
I'll think about it.
He thinks about it. Ah! He thinks about it for 1 second.
No, I got one.
What would Muhammad Ali do in this case? Well, you know, I guess not much because he's dead. But I don't know.
Sierra.
What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, Term. It sounds like you have head injury, and it also
head
sounds
injury.
Like
is this Lizzo.
You
Let's see if you
sound
can
like a
make audiences happy.
Are stressing a lot about going on tour again. So I just hope you guys drink some water. Get your
water. She said
word-er.
It.
Count it.
Yes.
She said water.
Yeah, best call we've ever got.
She said water. Yeah.
You know,
water.
Put your fidget spinner butt plugs in or whatever. Rainbow.
Callback.
Spinning hat. And fix your damn head this term. Hey, love you.
Bye. This girl is so
advice.
Happy. I love happy
it.
She is.
But yeah, she makes a great point.
Made
fix
happy.
Your head term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and tighten these screws.
I'm not shitting blood. The shit with
blood in it. Shit with blood in it.
See Brian Regan's new bit about shit with blood in it.
Blood in it.
I might be able to do Leon Black, but my
can't
Brian
be
Regan
Leon White though.
My Brian Regan needs work. All right, we can switch over to the Patreon.
It's a cup of dirt.
It's good to be back. Had a couple of weeks off.
Good to be back. And we back. And we back. Highly recommend The Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah. We haven't done a highly recommended album or movie in a while. Maybe we'll pull something out of our arseholes on the...
John Lovitz, like the vacuum or something in that movie?
I do believe he is in that movie. That was like before I knew who he was when that movie was in my life, but yes.
John Lovitz...
I watched that movie when I was like a
honestly,
fucking little kid.
Is like a like an old voice for my head.
Yeah.
A League of Their Own. I was watching that movie when I was very little.
Same... Yeah,
the
that
critic,
was like
I watched a lot of The Critic with my brothers, and I didn't even get the jokes.
I loved The Critic. I didn't get it either.
Loved it. It was just a cartoon.
It stinks.
There we go.
Stinks. It stinks.
Yeah.
Brave
Little Toaster.
Oh, so we already said the shows this weekend, this Saturday. It's Ben Buck Day in Austin. The mayor gave him a key to the fucking city. Ben Buck did receive a grant from the city of Austin to like kind of do as he wishes with his musical notoriety in the city of music. And what he did was he set up like a hip-hop day fest. This is that. It's Ben Buck Day, Speaker Bump Fest, the first annual. So come on out, see us and a whole bunch of other dope acts. We're going to be rocking with a voice Pudge, boy. Ben Buck. Seeing for the first time, Vel 9 and Homeboy Sandman. That's exciting.
Super fit.
And of course,
super exciting.
Our pal Skylar, the third party of the Abe Trendset.
Can't wait to see that guy.
What else? What else? Oh yeah,
John Lovitz was the radio.
Radio.
John Lovitz was the radio, and Phil Hartman was the air conditioner.
Dude, the CKY Abe, Chris Rabe's gonna go ape shit.
Chris
Rabe's gonna go ape shit.
Abe's gonna go ape shit.
Phil and Abe are gonna go ape shit. So Escape from the Zoo Tour starts in a week and a half, you sons of bitches. Go to palmersquares.com/tour and get tickets. I already said all the cities. Starts on April 21st and ends on May 24th. We're going to be on the road the entire time, starting in Texas and heading west. Come out. Come see us. Come see us rock with a rock and roll band. I think we might come out during their set. They asked us if we wanted to do that thing we talked about or that we were worked on.
That thing you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we can come out and like fucking do shred steam homo punk vocals with the fucking boys you know.
We're gonna suck each other's dicks while Escape from the Zoo rocks out.
Oh, what else?
You're gonna
oh,
be like Danny
wild.
Brown and I'm gonna be like that chick.
Chat! Chat!
Hold on, it's been a while.
Chat!
Gaborshan! Did he get his limp
wang? Say funny, I heard Gaborshan!
Remember he got his limp wang sucked while he was on stage?
Epic.
It's epic.
Epic.
Also just weird.
He can do no wrong.
It's also just weird. Can you imagine being at that show and being like 2 feet from the girl sucking right. his limp
oh.
dick?
Me next.
Just like, dude, this isn't what
save
I
some
for
the rest
for.
Of us, lady. call in. You guys, call in. 708-797-3079 or write in tpsreportspodcast@gmail.com. We will be doing an episode next week, I'm pretty sure. So give us some stuff. And as far as bringing the podcast on the zoo tour, I think I'll bring the audio stuff for sure. We might not have video episodes on Patreon, but I think we can figure out if it's too busy 1 week, sure. But we're gonna have mostly this shit, you know. Anyways, I'll bring a couple extra mics and cables and the recorder, and you know, we'll try to keep up so we don't take a fucking month off. But video might be tough. I don't want to travel having Omar slamming the fucking bag at O'Hare. You know what I'm saying? With my nice camera in it.
Nah, I'm keen.
Everwild, we're going to be there on Friday, August 2nd, performing.
Nobody gets Omar slamming the bag but me.
Yeah, dude, we're the FUBU of trendsetters. I just make references. I speak the language that
like,
I know the person I'm talking to.
Like
well
12 years ago.
Hold on.
People don't forget. People don't forget. People don't forget.
Some guy that looked like Omar from The Wire.
It was Omar. It was exactly. He had a scar on his face, dude.
We were watching him like take all the checked bags and just slam them onto
like he was picking them up over his head and slamming them like it was
onto
WrestleMania.
The beltway.
While remember this, there was a couple complaining about their damaged luggage in front of us.
Yes.
While he's doing it,
the
it was
irony
like out of a movie. It was amazing. So now everyone knows. See, now everyone gets my Omar
now
reference.
They get it.
I'm a trendsetter. Count it. Everwild. Get your tickets now. We'll be there in August. And
Aberwild?
Nice.
Abe
yeah, there's
the
some
dude?
Stuff that I don't think we'll be able to announce yet, but we should be on the road a little bit this fall as well. Oh, P.O. Box. P.O. Box. The Palmer Square is P.O. Box 47772.
Renewed it today.
Yeah!
6 more months, we got a P.O. Box that you
hey,
can
let's
send
make them count,
your gifts
you
to, you guys.
Okay, so 6 more months. Let's actually make them count. Let's make a count of
in
the next
$90,
6 months.
So you guys better send us $90
let's
worth
count
of stuff.
How many things and look up the prices of them over the next 6 months of podcasting.
Yeah. $90 for a tiny little mailbox. This is not that bad.
PalmerSquares.com/shop. Got some merch there. Should have some more merch there after we get off the road and take inventory.
Took $12 a month.
Also, Junkyard Samurai 1 and 2 available on vinyl at bishoprecords.com. Also, Junkyard Samurai 1 and 2 for the first time ever, for some reason. You can purchase the digital download on Bandcamp. Palmer Squares 101, release an album 6 years later, make people be able to pay for it. And you can do that now. Go to our Bandcamp page and buy. If you're the type that likes to collect the actual, you know, download the album and you ain't got to scream it anymore.
You don't know how to rip things off YouTube.
Stop it. Let's actually make the money.
A lot of them don't. A lot of them are goobers like that. People buy UFC pay-per-views and don't steal them. They
right?
exist.
You're technically talking down on our rent payers.
Retarded
so.
Listener.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He has a migraine. I think that's it. I think that's everything I wanted to say.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's shitting blood.
The Palmer Squares P.O. Box 47772, Chicago, Illinois, 60647.
P.U. Box.
I guess that's it. Join the Patreon, guys. We have like a bunch of fucking exclusive episodes, over a year's worth, including video uploads on the Patreon half.
Yes.
We're going to do one right now.
You have to join the Patreon in order to see my awesome...
Can't rip that off YouTube.
Star Spangled Banner can. Jacket.
Oh, you're going to put it back on?
Yeah, I'm going to put it back on for the video.
Hell yeah.
It's the only reason I wore it. It's the only reason I didn't throw these sweatpants in the wash that clearly need it.
Wait, you thought the stains would pick up on camera? And you wanted that?
I thought they would come out in the wash where these pants should be with the rest of my clothes, because I bring my clothes to do my laundry at your house every week.
Are you doing laundry as we speak right now?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I got to go put it in the dryer in between episodes.
Patreon.com/PalmerSquares. Become a patron. Let's go. Come on over.
It's totally
come
worth
on
it.
Over, baby. AB.
AB. AB, baby.
Yeah, we got to talk about J. Cole, apparently.
Three men
the
and
the hip-hop world is shook up. And let's get out of here, too, with...
Abe's Day Out.
This is Deal or No Deal by Abe. No, it's UBI. There's still a B in the middle.
By
so.
ABE.
Deal or No Deal by our homie Abe, also known as UBI. Find it in the Smoochie Gang playlist and come on over to Patreon for some more fun. Good lady, everybody.
Thought I was muted, but my quill spoke. Might have felt like I was finished. Boy, I was real close. Heartbeat fluttering, frozen. My motor sputtering. They told me game over. I told them I would have done with it. My body was laid to rest. Let it soak in the dirt. The rigor mortis had set my flesh cloaked in a curse. A Latin vesper for lost souls. Spoke in reverse. My hand covered in dry blood arose from the earth. Give me a second lease on life. Either you beg or you choose. See the grave robbers that come. I was stripped of my jewels, I was robbed of my gold teeth. Clothes tattered and torn, but twice as bad as before. You have been gathered and worn. My patterns forming like a storm system. Overhead and humming, lightning coming out the dark clouds. Appear when I am summoned, say my name again. Cup is runneth over, knuckles soaked. Righteousness coming, abundance when provoked. Fuck a joke. Yo, how's it feel though? How's it feel though? Yo, how's it feel, bro? I'ma tell you how it feel though. It's like a steel toe, heel toe, ball slide. Shuffle the heel toe, stomping on me, had my head ringing like I'm Bilbo. Yo, chill, bro. Dollars are falling out my billfold. Roger Wilco, fam is something I kill for. Keep it real, you can be compensated.
faded but feel broke. Deal or no deal, just in case I get the meal, I feel that I need to cover my base. I got to get it, moving like we've been running a race. My thoughts are wicked, I gotta rediscover my faith. I'm not religious, I let a demon clutter my space. With sloppy business, now I need another escape. Puff it, sip it, or game it, ambition is such a beast. Either fuck with it or tame it, stop your movement, what it means to be stuck. If it was the same as when you started, nothing was changing, it's just a different arrangement. Old pieces placed in new configurations, with the use of stimulation, synthetic created, boosted inspiration. A substance when abused becomes a useful insulation. If you came to cloud my brain, then I may lose your invitation. Okay, now that we're crystal, shift my focus to the fiscal. See a lack of judicial, will switch your flows to superficial. I heard your magnum opus sounded hopeless and abysmal. Shooting million-dollar missiles at balloons, I shoot a pistol, yeah.
How's it feel though? How's it feel though?
How's it feel, bro?
I'ma tell you how it feel though. It's like a steel toe, heel toe, ball slide, shuffle the heel toe. Stomping on me, had my head ringing like I'm Bilbo.
Yo, chill, bro.
Dollars are falling out my billfold. Roger Wilco, fam is something I kill for. Big brother to some, but to others I'm lil bro. Deal or no deal, still rolling until the wheels broke.